This is Leslie Walker. The first 7 months of this year witnessed many developments on the global warming front. For those of us in the planning and land use world, the most important developments came this summer when we finally received guidance from the executive branch as to how local agencies are expected to address climate change in the CEQA process. Specifically, the Governor's Office of Planning and Research issued a technical advisory, and the Air Resources Board released its draft scoping plan. I'm going to briefly review the laws which led to the release of these documents. Then I'll discuss the documents and we'll conclude by briefly looking at what we can expect with respect to climate change for the balance of 2008. When the legislature passed Assembly Bill 32, the Global Warming Solutions Act in 2006, some began arguing that lead agencies were required to address global warming in their CEQA documents. Since then, local agencies have been looking for guidance on how to do so. Senate Bill 97, which passed last year, required that the Office of Planning and Research, or OPR, draft CEQA guidelines for the mitigation of greenhouse gas emissions or their effects. This more or less answered in the affirmative the question of whether or not local agencies are required to include an analysis of greenhouse gases in their CEQA documents. The question since then has been, what should that analysis look like? The Office of Planning and Research gave us a hint. This summer, OPR issued a technical advisory, giving a glimpse at the perspective from which it would draft the guidelines required by Senate Bill 97. The advisory suggests agencies should do three things. First, identify and quantify greenhouse gas emissions. Second, assess the significance of the impact on climate change. And third, identify alternatives or mitigation measures. The advisory also pointed out that CEQA authorizes reliance on previously approved plans and mitigation programs. The California Air Resources Board's draft scoping plan, also released this summer, does not discuss CEQA, but does give a sense of the size of the reductions that the state will expect from local agencies. While statewide, greenhouse gas emissions must be reduced by 169 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents by the year 2020, the Air Resources Board only expects 2 million metric tons of reduction to come from local government action. This means that local governments are responsible for less than 1.2% of the anticipated reduction statewide. The draft identifies two ways in which local governments can reduce emissions. First, they can do things like influence the energy used in their buildings, recycle, and reduce water consumption. Second, local government can connect transportation to land use using models such as Sacramento's blueprint strategy to adopt sustainable growth scenarios. So what do these initial pronouncements mean for cities and counties? There is little doubt that when the OPR guidelines are issued, they will require local agencies to quantify, evaluate, and mitigate greenhouse gases in their CEQA documents. Although OPR has asked the ARB to recommend a method for setting thresholds of significance, agencies should be prepared to create their own on a project-by-project basis, because the OPR guidelines will likely be drafted before the recommended methods are implemented. Given that quantification, evaluation, and mitigation will be required, and thresholds of significance will likely be slow in the development, local agencies should consider updating their general plans to include a greenhouse gas emissions analysis. This will allow them to go through the quantification and evaluation process for the general plan, whereafter project-level documents may tier off the general plan EIR. So what's next? What can we anticipate for the balance of the year? We can expect much discussion around the draft scoping plan. We can also expect that the Air Resources Board will finalize and adopt the scoping plan. Finally, we'll likely see a draft of the much-anticipated OPR guidelines.